Let it grow quiet for just a moment and experience the stillness. Imagine you're escaping on the Underground Railroad, waiting for your conductor. She's left you here, perhaps to find food, perhaps to check the next location and make sure all is clear. Conductors on the Underground Railroad sometimes use songs or signals, like the low imitation of a hoot owl, to communicate with those who have entrusted them with their lives. A song sung with one set of lyrics could mean all clear, while a slight change in words or tempo would let the fugitives know to remain hidden and to wait.
Farewell, oh farewell.
But those weren't the only means of communication. A special knock on a door, coded letters, or other means were also used to communicate where to go or who was coming. Sometimes the communication was even simpler.
It was after dusk, and a man came slowly walking along the solid pathway on the edge of the swamp. He was in the garb of a Quaker and appeared to be talking to himself.
My wagon stands in the barnyard of the next farm across the way. The horse is in the stable. The harness hangs on the nail. My wagon stands in the
And he was gone. Tubman, who had been hiding in the swamp with her passengers, heard what the stranger said and found the next safe leg of their journey. To learn more about the importance of song and coded messages on the Underground Railroad, press the green button on your audio guide now.
My name is Annie Young Henson. I was owned by Dr. Presley Newsom.
My name is Paige Harris. I was born near the Potomac River in Charles County.